Welcome back to Tesla Daily. Today's show is sponsored by Tesla Box, offering real-time Sentry alerts, video backup, and more with a simple USB connection. Now, let's dive into Rivian. The stock's flirting with a sub-$10 price, a 50% drop this year. Is this a buying opportunity or a value trap?
It's a high-risk, high-reward scenario. Rivian's facing headwinds, stagnant revenue growth, mirroring the broader EV market slowdown. They're burning cash, losing $32,000 per vehicle. However, two potential catalysts could turn the tide.
Those being the projected positive gross margins by year-end and the launch of their affordable R2, R3, and R3X models, slated for 2026.
Exactly. Positive margins would be a game-changer, demonstrating profitability. The new models, priced under $50,000, could be Rivian's Model 3 moment, potentially doubling or tripling their revenue. Remember, they've already achieved over 1,000% revenue growth since their 2021 IPO, reaching $5 billion.
But that growth has stalled, and 2026 is a long way off. Is this a bet for only the most risk-tolerant investors?
Absolutely. There's no guarantee they'll hit their margin target. The competitive landscape is intensifying, and those new models are still years away. This is a long-term play, not a quick flip. But the valuation is compelling. Rivian's trading at an 80% discount to Tesla on a price-to-sales basis. If you believe in their long-term vision, dollar-cost averaging into a position could be a smart move, especially if the stock dips below $10.
So, high risk, but potentially massive upside. Something to watch closely. Thanks for the insights. So, Tesla's pushing back against the Biden administration's proposed ban on Chinese tech in U.S. cars. This seems like a pretty big deal, especially with the election just around the corner.
It's huge. The proposed ban targets key components like driverless systems and connectivity hardware, essentially forcing U.S. carmakers to decouple from Chinese suppliers. Tesla's arguing this creates unneeded regulatory burdens, especially the extensive reporting requirements.
But the administration's rationale is national security, right? Preventing foreign adversaries from accessing critical vehicle systems.
Exactly. Commerce Secretary Raimondo framed it as protecting U.S. roads from potential foreign control. But Tesla's counterargument is interesting. They're not necessarily opposing the ban itself, but rather the specific implementation. They're highlighting the burden on software designed by non-U.S. persons, which could impact a wide range of components.
It's a tricky balancing act, national security versus economic realities. And of course, Musk's public support for Trump adds another layer of complexity to this.
Absolutely. This isn't just about technology or trade, it's about politics too. Tesla's positioning itself as a defender of free trade and efficient regulation, potentially appealing to a specific voter base. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, regardless of who wins the election.
So, the Model Y is getting a makeover, codenamed Juniper, slated for 2025. Seems overdue, given the growing competition and Tesla's own push towards more affordable models.
Absolutely. The Model Y's design is starting to show its age, especially compared to the sleek new EVs hitting the market. This refresh is crucial for Tesla to maintain its market share, particularly in key markets like California and China.
And it's interesting how this refresh ties into Tesla's broader strategy. Musk mentioned affordable models coming in 2025, possibly linked to the $25,000 Cybercab. Is this a sign of Tesla shifting its focus from premium to mass market?
It's more nuanced than a simple shift. Tesla's pursuing a dual strategy, maintaining its premium brand with refreshed models like the Y, while simultaneously expanding into the mass market with affordable options and autonomous tech. The Cybercab, with its focus on autonomy, is a prime example.
Right? It's that whole computers on wheels philosophy. They're not just building cars, they're building a platform for autonomous transportation. The Cybercab could be a game changer, especially at that price point.
Agreed. And the timing is key. Refreshing the Model Y in the same time frame as launching affordable models creates a synergistic effect, appealing to both existing and new customer segments. It's a bold move, but one that could solidify Tesla's position as a leader in both the EV and autonomy spaces.
Let's unpack Elon Musk's deepening involvement in the upcoming U.S. election and its potential ramifications for his sprawling business empire. His support for Trump goes beyond mere campaign donations. It's a strategic maneuver with significant implications for Tesla, SpaceX, and X.
Precisely. Musk's gamble on Trump isn't altruistic. It's a calculated move to secure favorable regulatory environments and government contracts, potentially influencing policies related to autonomous vehicles, space exploration, and even social media.
Tesla's trajectory is particularly intriguing. While they've benefited from EV subsidies, their future hinges on autonomous technology, an area where less government oversight, not more funding, is desired. Musk's alliance with Trump could be a play to ease regulations around robotaxis and full self-driving.
And consider SpaceX. Its reliance on government contracts makes Musk's political maneuvering even more critical. A Trump administration might prioritize SpaceX, potentially leading to relaxed safety and environmental regulations and increased dependence on Starlink, raising national security concerns.
Then there's X, formerly Twitter, which has become a central platform for Trump's campaign. This raises questions about the blurring lines between a private company and a state-run social media network, especially if Trump returns to the White House.
Absolutely. X's evolution into a political tool is unprecedented. Musk's influence over the platform, coupled with Trump's potential return to power, creates a scenario where a private company could wield significant influence over public discourse and even election outcomes.
It's a high-stakes game with far-reaching consequences. Musk's bet on Trump is not just about winning an election, it's about reshaping the landscape of technology, space, and information in ways we're only beginning to understand. Shifting gears from Musk's political alliances, his mother, May Musk, has stirred up controversy with comments about voter fraud. She suggested on Fox News that she could vote multiple times in New York due to the lack of voter ID requirements.
It's a bizarre situation. While she later clarified the initial remarks raise concerns about misinformation and the vulnerability of voting systems, it's ironic, given the focus on election integrity, that someone so close to a powerful figure would make such statements, even in jest.
Exactly. It feeds into the existing narrative around voter fraud, regardless of intent. This incident underscores the need for clear communication, especially from public figures, about the importance of secure and fair elections. It also brings to light the complexities of voter ID laws and the ongoing debate around their efficacy and potential for disenfranchisement.
Indeed, it's a delicate balance between ensuring access to voting and preventing fraud. May Musk's comments, though seemingly offhand, highlight the challenges in navigating this complex issue and the potential consequences of misinformation, especially when amplified by media coverage.
Speaking of questionable decisions, let's talk about Elon's ill-fated McLaren F1. Selling Zip2 for over $300 million, he had a choice, a house or a supercar. He chose the McLaren.
A classic Musk move. It's fascinating how this purchase reflects his personality, always pushing boundaries, prioritizing speed and innovation. It's almost like a real-world metaphor for his approach to business.
It's more than just a fast car. It's a symbol. His tweet about the Tesla Roadster exceeding all gas sports cars, it's a direct link back to the F1, almost a redemption arc for that crashed dream.
The crash itself is telling. Showing off to Peter Thiel, losing control, it speaks to a certain impulsiveness, a risk-taking nature that defines Musk. It's this same drive that fuels his successes, but also leads to these dramatic moments.
It's a high-stakes game he plays. The F1 represents both the pinnacle of his early success and a cautionary tale of unchecked ambition. It's a crucial part of the Elon Musk origin story. Shifting gears from Elon's past to Tesla's future, we're looking at India. Anantapur District is buzzing with the possibility of a Tesla manufacturing plant.
This is a strategic move. India's burgeoning EV market and government incentives make it an attractive location. Plus, Anantapur's proximity to ports and Bengaluru Airport offers logistical advantages.
1 lakh acres of available land and existing infrastructure from Kia's presence certainly sweeten the deal. It minimizes setup time and costs for Tesla.
It's not just about land, it's about resources. Water availability, thanks to the Galipal Reservoir, is crucial for battery production and other manufacturing processes. This foresight addresses potential environmental concerns.
This potential move into India could be a game changer. It diversifies Tesla's manufacturing footprint, taps into a new talent pool, and positions them for significant growth in a key emerging market.
The proposed 12-lane highway on NH44 further strengthens the logistical network. This infrastructure development underscores India's commitment to attracting foreign investment and facilitating industrial growth.
It's a fascinating development, and we'll be watching closely to see how this unfolds. It has the potential to be a win-win for both Tesla and India. Tesla's return on capital employed is showing a promising upward trend. Guest, what's your take on these latest figures?
The gross growth from near zero to 9.1% over 5 years is impressive, especially alongside a 294% increase in employed capital. This signals Tesla's efficient capital deployment and reinforces their potential for high growth.
It's still below the average for some industries, but the trajectory is key here. It suggests Tesla is figuring out how to make their money work harder.
Exactly. And consider the context. Tesla's aggressive expansion. They're building factories, developing new models, and scaling production at an incredible pace. A rising ROC during this period is a very positive sign.
Their 1,008% return over the past 5 years certainly suggests investor confidence. Do you think this trend is sustainable?
Sustaining this requires continued innovation, efficient operations, and smart capital allocation. If they can maintain this momentum, the future looks bright for Tesla. It'll be interesting to see how their ROCE evolves as they mature and expand into new markets like India.
Thanks for your insights. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back next week with more Tesla Daily.